Kick it off. I thought you said you were ready when I was.
I'm always ready. I was born ready, Gorb. Gorb's
Okay, I'm glad we got that out of our system beforehand. I think we're
Gosh,
going.
that sound guy, Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky. Oh, beloved Ricky, back from
Oh,
realm of
bring
the
him back in the
forgotten.
limelight, you know what I mean?
It's a thankless job.
It is. We literally haven't thanked him in seasons. Oh,
classic
it's
edition,
Zorb
right?
and Gorb back to the roots. You know
Back
what
to
I mean?
yeah.
Back to the lab again.
It's just, yeah, it's 2233, 2233 all the way. Double ones bless.
Yep, and with no roulettes,
Nope. No backdrops.
just Gorb.
What?
Just Gorb.
It's Corb and
I'm
Zorb.
gone now. It's just you.
I just gotta leave it all on my. Well, I actually do think I have the question this time. I
Oh,
was
okay.
thinking
Please make it
about it
one
today.
that I will not embarrass myself answering.
No, I actually think this is a great one because I think
Okay,
I don't even have a good answer for it either. We're probably
okay,
both
good.
gonna embarrass ourselves,
Okay, good.
like that Avery Bobo question.
All things balanced.
All things about it's an over-under to give
Yeah,
you
there you
my
go. Okay, oh
favorites.
God. I frequently have flashbacks to Python weight.
Luckily, it doesn't involve weights.
Okay, hit us
It
with the question,
involves
Gorb.
distances. Here's the
Okay, that's
question.
worse. Oh God.
How
You're
wide?
guessing first.
I'm guessing first.
Yep.
Oh, all right, fine. Why do I have to? I ask, you guess first.
Oh God.
How wide? I'll guess first if you really
Oh
want me to. How
thank
wide is the continent of Australia
Oh
at
yeah.
this
You
point?
won't embarrass yourself, Zorb. You won't get something that's completely wrong.
Gonna be an over under, all right? So,
Okay, are we doing it
okay,
in kilometers or miles?
let's be real. We're American-based aliens. We don't know
Okay.
kilometers. We're gonna do miles. If it
I
comes to
took
kilometers, we just
American
convert.
English on Zorbulon.
Exactly. It's the business language. Oh, so who's guessing first?
You.
Oh, fuck. Okay. over under. I'm gonna go 2,082 miles.
Okay, I'm
That's
gonna go
wide as possible.
5,000 miles.
You're going 5,000 miles.
I'm going 5,000 miles.
All right.
All right, here's
Let
our
me let me.
intermission search music.
All right, do you have search music or you want me to just pause it?
But we'll spare the listener.
All right, well let's go we'll go see. Oh.
I think that distance is relative. You know what
Didn't okay.
I mean? Like, despite that it's 2,500,
Yeah, no.
and I guessed 4,000.
You guessed 5,000.
Gorb, you could have helped me out there,
Well, I went first. I thought you were just gonna do the smart, go 1 mile above or 1 mile
No,
below.
you lost me at smart, Gorb.
Well, okay.
Okay, well, Gorp, you were 82 miles off. I have
No, and its widest point is 2,400
no idea. Yeah,
miles.
okay.
We're only,
Okay. Is anything on Earth 4,000 miles
I mean, yeah, I mean, I would say, well, that's
long?
next week's question.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay.
Do you want to go a little?
Approximately the length of the Amazon River or the coastline of Chile is 4,000 miles long.
All
So
right, that wasn't a bad guess.
that distance exists in the world, you
Yeah.
know?
All right.
Well, Gorb, are you going first or second, Gorb?
I think I'm gonna go second. I'll let you go first.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready? You're
I was
ready.
born ready. Oh, I mean, there's just one thing that I need to make sure of really quick. Okay, I had my timer the whole time. Oh, wait, you would be doing the timer.
Well, yeah, so I think this time, yeah, I'm just gonna let you know at 15, 10, 5, and then I'll start, counting down more.
15, 10, 5, and 2.
15, 10, 5, and 2. I think that's fair.
I'm ready.
You're ready. All right. Here is your prompt, Zorb.
Okay.
Tell me a story about the planet where grapes came from. Go.
Hype. Okay. In order to tell you about the planet where grapes came from, I have to tell you about Lord Burble, okay?
Ah, yes.
On Earth 978, Lord Burble was your worst nightmare, okay?
How so?
Okay, Lord Burble looks like Grimace. Okay, like.
Is he human?
No, absolutely not. He's the furthest thing from even like he barely has emotions, okay? And one might say that the person who like was like the designer for McDonald's was a bit of a prophet because it is uncanny,
It
okay?
is okay. Is there a
Now,
McDonald's on Earth 97A as well?
well, here's the thing, okay? Lord Burble, did it's there's some sort of weird like coincidence connection there, right? Because he arrives at that that Earth edition, and he immediately decimates all countries but the United States. Okay?
Is he from the United States or
No,
no?
he's from a different planet, okay?
Yeah, okay. And he just saved.
A purple planet.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I even forgot my prompt. I don't even remember what it was. I'm so concerned with Lord Blurble. Did he
It's
just
where
say?
grapes came from or something.
Yeah, nah. Did
Okay,
he?
so
Yeah,
Lord Burble,
tell me about his victorious conquest.
the citizens of Earth, they
The
look
US.
upon Lord Burble's ship, okay? Which really, you know those like back scratchers that like look like a spider and then you put it's more of like a head scratcher and you put it on your head and it like spreads out, right? And it, like
I think I know what you're saying. Yeah.
yeah, so
Yeah.
it's like a head scratcher.
Yeah, it's like a
It
big
it's
spider.
like that, but it like it scratches Earth's head metaphorically. Okay, wraps around it much like Halo.
Okay.
Okay, except Earth did not have a Master Chief. Immediately, Lord Burble gets there. Okay, he sends out his army, but here's the thing. His army are like nanobots.
Okay,
You cannot see them.
they're not fellow Grimace-like creatures.
I mean, they might be, you just can't see them.
Just very small. Okay.
Okay. There's like some kinds of resistance, like China managed to like launch a nuke up into space at like one part of the head scratcher mechanism.
Did it do
Okay, the
anything?
nanobots eat the missile before it even is out of the like it's just gone, right?
Okay, yeah.
So basically, Lord Burble has all of Earth just in the palm of his hand.
Is he doing anything with it?
Yes.
Okay. What
He
is it?
loves McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
That's the only reason why he, let America live. Because
You know, what about the McDonald's in like other countries? Are
he
they
knew that McDonald's was originally from America, so
okay?
everything else was just like an imposter, and the nanobots just
Yeah, he
ate.
didn't want any
Like,
mayo with the
the
fries.
land from other countries doesn't even exist anymore. The
Is it
nanobots ate it. Like, just
so?
evaporated it. Like, right where the United States border to Canada and Mexico is, now just ocean.
Is
Right?
Alaska still around?
Yeah.
American Samoa?
Hawaii, American Samoa, all of those.
Puerto Rico, Guam, they're all good.
Yep, they're all fine. Yep.
Don't even know if Guam has a McDonald's. Oh, okay. All right then.
Don't tell the
So everybody it's like, I'm guessing it's like Waterworld,
Pretty much, but
just
like
with
no
the
one from
U.S.
America is going out on the water because they just want to stay on the land where they can live.
Yeah, no. Did the okay.
So Lord Burble just like spends like a couple days doing that. He just like is getting enjoyment for watching, the planet get eviscerated.
Does he just
All
like beam
places.
it up from the drive-through window? Is that how he's doing
Well, he just like he goes down, like he sits at like the world's first McDonald's, wherever that is.
that sounds about right.
And basically, if in order for humans to understand his servants, he has them, the nanobots, combined together to look like walking real robots, but they're like blurry because they're like always moving.
Yep.
Okay. But here's the thing, okay? Lord Burble's planet, the only thing to eat there was grapes, okay? And he was sick of it. He was sick of it,
He just
okay?
is that so how did he find out about McDonald's? Did he just pick up like a 1980s ad floating through space and was like, I'm
Voyager Golden
it?
Record.
Oh, did they mention McDonald's on there?
McDonald's paid a lot of money.
Carl Sagan was a huge fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
He took a bite. You think we should put this on there? Yeah, why not, man?
There was a package of chicken nuggets under the second compartment.
There you go. The smell
Lure.
alone. You
Yeah,
know
I
what I
know.
mean? Then
So
they
what
started
is
picking up the transmissions for the commercials
yeah.
and stuff.
Are there other Grimace Indians on the purple planet? Or is it just him
It's just him,
and
his
the
nanobots, and grapes. That's like it. And wine.
Does he make the wine? Oh, I guess the nanobots.
Nanobots do that
Okay.
for him. And here's what he decides, okay? He gets super bored. So he begins what he calls the trial of Lord Burble, okay?
Okay, like a judicial trial?
All 50 US states are given, like, 20 minutes to decide a champion, okay? Now,
A champion of what?
for the trials of Lord Burble, okay?
Okay, all right.
Now, he didn't even mention like who's gonna be selected. Is it a democratic process? He just said pick your champions, right? Okay. Now he, uses his nanobot technology to transmit to every U.S. television set and computer and phone,
Yeah,
right?
that's fair, yeah.
And he's like, choose your champion. He's speaking in his own blurble language, and the nanobots translate to English on the subtitles.
Yeah, 15 minutes. That's your 15-minute
Okay.
warning.
And basically he's like the state that loses gets eaten. So like, 50 US states and all the territories.
Okay.
The territories just count as one. That's what he said. And then
Okay.
he turns off the thing. That nobody knows what the challenge is for.
Do they
No
have to
one knows like
meet anywhere or how
what
do they
is gonna
send a
happen.
request? Okay. All right.
Okay, turns out that he just picked whatever person is the highest up in any US state. The nanobots can figure it out right away, right?
What do you mean, like in social status, money,
The
or like
highest in elevation.
little, okay, just straight elevation.
Yep. Okay, immediately, zoop, all 50. are standing in this like weirdly lit room, cameras everywhere.
51. Don't forget the territories.
51. Lord Burble gets annoyed with that, so he just destroys them.
Oh, poor Guam.
I know, right?
Okay.
So they're all there, and a very various selection of just random human beings, okay?
Yep.
And Lord Burble goes, "The grape eating contest will begin now." And they're like, "What?" And he puts a timer up for like 22-ish minutes,
Okay.
almost 33 seconds on the board, on a billboard. They're in
Yeah,
a
it's
gym.
in Purple Planet time, so they don't, you know, it's still.
They're in a gym. Okay. Now, here's the thing. Lord Burble is just sitting there in like a big, like squishy purple armchair.
As one
Like
does.
that is poorly, it's not even like well adjusted. It's just like leaning on a basketball stands.
Is he large?
He doesn't look comfortable.
Well, so is a Grimace being like, what is the total height are we talking about?
He's like the size of a very, very large man. Like
Okay. Like
a
6'5"?
weightlifter, like
Okay.
a Mr. Worldwide, not
Okay.
Pitbull.
Is
Pitbull was
he
one of the people selected. He was Florida's representative.
was just happened to be
He
on
was
the
at the top
tallest.
of a skyscraper and he got picked.
That would be the tallest point in Florida.
Okay, here's the thing. Each person is just given one grape at a time, okay?
Okay. Are they regular grapes?
Just regular grapes. You
Okay.
eat one grape, and then another grape appears in front of you, and the nanobots above you keep score of how many grapes you've eaten, right?
Okay, it seems pretty simple.
And then Lord Burble looks at the timer and he makes it, he put he tells the nanobots to eat it. And he just goes, "Let's see how many they can eat." Okay.
Okay.
One poor soul
From which state?
from North Dakota had a grape allergy. Eats
Oh.
one bite, he's out. Okay? The rest of the people are like, "Oh, thank God." Okay? And some of them eat
So,
like 20 grapes just to be sure.
did North Dakota just become water then? What happened on the ground?
Instantly.
Instantly. Okay.
Okay? Now here's the thing. All the 49 that are left are like, "Oh, thank God." And Lord Blurble's like, "All right, go home." 5 years pass.
Is he, so he's still there. He's
He's
just,
still there.
how have conditions on the surface been in the half decade since?
Not anywhere near normal.
Not great.
People are frantic. They're like, "Our state can disappear at any time." There are some like play like different like places that tried to like create oceanic colonies. Nanobots just eat them immediately once they
Okay,
leave the mainland.
wow. It's
But here's the thing.
okay.
There were a couple people who were kind of smart and decided to take notes and think of something that they could do, right? Because they were watching Lord Blurble when he was watching the first trial of the people in the 50 different states.
Yep, and they're grapes.
And he never looked to his right. He always looked left and then turned all the way around. And Pitbull was turning to John Burgengorg.
Which state was he from?
He's from New Jersey.
Classic John
Okay. And
Gore.
then there's also Simon Schuster Audio.
You
His
have
parents were like avid book people.
just want to let you know you got 9 minutes 30 seconds left. I'm a
Okay.
little slow on the uptake.
So
All right.
Simon Schuster Audio, Pitbull, and John Bergen all create this like brain trust, okay?
Yeah, the brightest minds.
Pitbull brings them into his like music studio and he's like, "Worldwide." And they're like, "Okay, no one cares about that anymore because there is no more worldwide."
Does Simon Schuster like to jump in and announce Simon Schuster audiobook present?
Sometimes it's like his, it was his beat tag, but you
Yeah,
know,
you know, it's
different times now.
yeah,
The
it's
like the global doesn't sound right, but like the infrastructure within the United States completely collapsed, right? It's like
yeah, I mean,
apocalyptic there
I would
now.
expect there'd be some famine. I'm guessing also a lot of the remaining crops are just going to McDonald's to appease this intergalactic order.
Exactly. It just
Yeah.
doesn't stop.
This is
Now they're like
man,
he
hungry.
has to have a weakness, right?
Yeah.
And like this, they have like a council of like 30, 31 different people, like that are like some of the smartest people on the planet, but like, you know, basically like they're like, are the nanobots watching? And they don't know, okay?
I mean, well,
But
nothing's happened so far, I
they
guess.
find this way to be like basically create like a vacuum where they can talk in the vacuum and there are no nanobots. It's hard to explain.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. You don't have to get into
Okay,
technical
but
detail.
here's the thing. Basically, they come up with a plan, which
Yep.
is like, okay, that ship back scratcher thing, I don't think it's going anywhere. Nanobots are controlled by the guy, and as long as like Lord Blorbus, what's his name?
I believe it was Lord Blurbles.
Okay, there we go.
Blurbles?
Well, Lord Blorbus,
Blurbles?
that's when he shows up, right?
Oh, he just pops up in the
Teleports into the room.
vacuum?
Chill rainbow mohawk Gumby looking guy. Okay? He shows up, he's got like two cross ear piercings. He doesn't have ears, just
I
like
thought he was
holes.
a Grimace.
No. This isn't Lord Blurble.
Oh, this is another
This is Lord Barble. Lord Borg and Burb. Barbel. All their names, it's a little bit
is
convoluted.
John. Is this John from Jersey?
No, John from Jersey's in the same room, but
Okay.
Gumby Rainbow Mohawk, Lord Bargain, Lord
Okay, either way,
Lord Bargain Bank Bargle, not Lord Blurble. Lord Blurble. Okay. Now he shows up and he looks like Gumby, like 1 to 1, except he's got a rainbow mohawk and cross earrings that are hanging from just like pierced holes in the side of his Gumby sticking.
was hanging out a Hot Topic
He's like,
before.
you guys know the nanobots are in here right now watching you, right? And
Yep.
they're like, John Bergen. And Pitbull are like, what? And Pitbull's like, what about the vacuum technology? He's like, listen. And he snaps his fingers. Nanobots all just disintegrate out of the air, right? He
Yep.
goes, listen, I'm a busy guy, okay? I got other stuff I gotta take care of. The United States, I don't know why you guys were picked. Guess that guy likes McDonald's. I'm wasting too much time. Here's how you gotta beat him. You need to eat his eyeballs, then he'll die. Bye. Disappears.
So is this like just some like alien predator Gumby versus Grimace going on out there in the universe?
I believe that's true.
Okay. Yeah.
And Pitbull is somehow the last bastion of civilization. It happens.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He
No.
basically is like, okay, he says we need to eat his eyeballs. Here's what
Nobody
we're gonna
else was
do.
like, should we trust him?
I know. They're like, we have nothing else.
All right, that's fair, I guess.
They're like, listen, before more nanobots come back, I'm sure they will, we need to come up with our plan. We probably have just like a couple minutes before they fill the gap over here.
Exactly. I would say you almost have exactly 5 minutes to fill
And
this gap.
Pitbull looks at Simon Schuster Audio and John Berg, and he goes, listen, you two are my only hope. I have one inside guy. He works at the McDonald's that Lord Blurble eats at every day for 24 hours a
He only
day,
orders
okay?
from one?
Only one.
Only one.
He goes, listen, you're gonna go over there, you're gonna pretend you're working a shift, and you two need to sack, like, I don't care what it takes, eat his eyes. And they're like, okay, Simon Schuster Audio and John Berg. How much time do I have?
You're at 4 minutes and 18
Okay.
seconds.
Okay. They sh they they like they
They just
skateboard.
drive.
They skateboard to their car and then they drive. Okay. Now it's dangerous out there. John
Okay.
Berg dies on the way. Okay.
In the skateboard or in the car?
On his way to the car on his skateboard.
How?
Okay. He just like random, like drive-by type thing, like accidentally, he gets killed.
Like he
Okay.
shot, or was he just hit by the car?
Both.
Okay. So it's just John Berg is left now.
No, John Berg just died. It's
Oh,
Simon
okay. It's
Schuster
just
Audio. He's the
Simon
only one
Schuster
left.
Audio. Okay.
Okay. He makes it to the McDonald's 3 days. Okay.
Okay. All right. In 3 days.
And Lord Blurble is sitting there just eating chicken nugget after chicken nugget, right?
That sounds about right.
And no joke, Simon Schuster Audio goes right up to Lord Blurble, realizes that both his eyes are grapes. Okay?
They missed that 5 years ago on the ship.
Hard to get a look at him.
Okay, it's because he doesn't turn right.
He
You
was
don't get
far
a clear
away.
shot.
His chair was very poorly put into the basketball
I mean, he has
stands.
kind of a cylindrical, conal-shaped forehead.
People are just more worried that they're not worried, but they're like, he's gonna fall. His chair is not set up right.
He looks a bit top-heavy. Okay, so he Simon Schuster Audio walks up to Lord Blurble.
Okay, plucks his eyes out, eats both of them.
It was
Okay,
that easy. Oh,
he
because he
thought,
came up
yeah,
on the
just
right.
walks right up, plops, like, eats them. All of the nanobots immediately explode all around the United States and the ones that were flying around, like, just the rest of the Earth, right?
Did the rest of the world come back?
No.
Okay.
There's just one big island, and I mean, Alaska's there too, in Hawaii. No, we're
Gone
not.
now. All right, you got 3 minutes left.
Okay, here's the thing though.
Here's the thing.
All of this is like important like context for what you're about to hear.
Okay, with my last minute and 50 seconds.
Okay. Right after Simon Schuster Audio eats Lord Blurble's eyes, he starts to feel different inside. Okay. And he basically just all of a sudden like starts to feel this like intense hunger for McDonald's, like insatiable hunger. Okay. And he feels like his bulbous form like pushing out, like he's realizing Lord Blurble is alive inside him. Okay.
Were the eyes like eggs, like some fucked up alien shit?
Yes.
Oh,
He's like,
God.
oh, I have like the last thing he says before he decides to like take care of things in his own way. He goes, oh, I have a tummy ache, right?
The skin's turning purple. You got 50 seconds left.
Then he like Simon Schuster Audio just that original McDonald's, if you didn't know, was like right next to a cliff, okay?
Oh, okay.
Simon Schuster Audio, like the selfless being he was,
Yep.
shouted one last time, you know, like, Mr. Worldwide, this is for you, jumps off the cliff and
Yes.
explodes into Pitbull holding a wine glass. And Pitbull looks at the camera and he goes,
That's tough.
and that's how you make the world's greatest wine. And he disappears as Gumby with a mohawk.
Wow. Amazing. We're back.
Oh boy.
Lizard.
So here, Gorb, are you ready for your prompt?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's hear it.
Okay. Gorb, I feel like it's been a long time since I've given you a really challenging prompt.
Has it? I don't think so. Swear,
Okay.
2 weeks ago, you were like, tell me about that. Right, what's my
Your
prompt?
prompt is to tell me why his stomach turned inside out. Why? Why Rippy McGee's stomach turned inside out.
Why Rippy McGee's stomach turned inside out.
That's correct.
Okay,
Gizzard.
that's my prompt. Okay.
That's right.
All right. There's the
22:33 on the clock
clock.
and
Oh,
go.
beautiful. So I'm sure you, listener, and maybe fellow listener, let's not get too hopeful here,
Yes, yeah.
are wondering.
Getting too big for our britches here,
Literally,
Gorm.
yes. We do have a buy me a coffee though. Please
There
give
you
me money.
go.
And that's, well, we'll get there. But
Yeah.
I'm sure you're both wondering why Rippy McGee had his stomach turned in. Either way, he had some severe gastrointestinal issues. We'll get there.
That's an understatement.
Now, to I'm gonna have to we're gonna back up a bit. Camera pans out, you know.
Establishing shot.
Establishing shot. Actually, maybe a bit more establishing context here. So it's important for the to listener to grasp, if they did not get it from the previous story, that around, like, 2030, McDonald's, due to lesser FDA regulations, has started serving wine, right? And so camera zooms back in from the left. Eagle soars in the background. Yeah, thank you. I love it. That's the side effects I need. It's my
Thanks,
side.
Ricky.
Thanks, Richie. And we find John McFleebins.
John McFlevin.
Yeah, and Garth Brooks sitting on their couch. No relation. I don't know if Garth, I'm pretty sure Garth Brooks is a famous name, but.
Famous country singer Garth Brooks.
Yeah, but it's not that Garth Brooks. It's a different, no
Does he
relation.
have a cowboy hat?
No, he's got a fake tooth though. It's
Suspicious.
not gold or anything. It's just like a regular crown. He lost it in an accident. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, John McFleevens and Garth, they're sitting at home on their couch, watching an ad that ends with Pitbull holding a giant wine glass as an eagle, the same eagle, he just soars in, and then a man falls from the sky. Anyway, exactly. It was a crazy ad. And that's what John McFleebens says to Garth. He says, "These McDonald's ads are getting really unhinged." How long was that? That was like 30 minutes. And it was like Super Bowl halftime. They got the money now. Anyway.
They can afford it.
They can afford it. They're doing good. Have you heard? They've gone interplanetary.
Yeah.
So, in 2030s, yeah, it's a pretty good time, right? I mean, not really. Everything's in shambles globally, but McDonald's is doing hot.
But they had a good time.
They had a good time. Well, not really. They're both unemployed at home, but it's
What do
the
they
first.
survive off of? McDonald's?
Cheetos, McDonald's, and as of tonight. Because the night of the Super Bowl, the greatest American holiday,
Yep.
is when McDonald's started serving wine that exact night. Right after that ad aired, that was the sign that you could go pick up some wine at McDonald's.
Oh, it's open.
No, they're open 24/7 now, all the time, every location,
Yeah.
no difference. So yeah, so after the game, doesn't matter who won. John and Garth go to McDonald's to pick up some wine. Now, let's just say that John sometimes bombs a bit. Like, he can drink a tad too much from time to time, as
Yeah.
everyone does. But with John,
Like
it's
he's
like
overindulging a bit.
he overindulges far too much. So he's even earned himself the nickname Rippy McGee, And he's always like, "I'm not the real Rippy McGee," but they're like, "Yeah, I don't know. Your shoes say otherwise." Every night we go out drinking.
There an original Rippy McGee?
We'll get there.
Oh.
And so, there's a huge line out the door for the McDonald's on Second Street.
No surprise there.
Insert city name here.
It's McDonald's wine.
They brew it right in the back. From what I've heard, they got a guy.
Employees squish the grapes with their feet.
Yeah, I've heard that too. You know, it's they've got like it's like, you know, I used to know somebody who had a setup like that. It's just like a PVC bucket in the back room closet back there, and they're just listen. In 2030,
Fresh,
the health
handmade.
codes have they've gone down a bit. You know,
Yeah.
it's
By that standard, immaculate.
yes. So, you know, I mean, McDonald's wine. You know, everybody wants to try it. You know.
Yep.
It's you know, no tariffs. They grow the grapes, you know, right out in the back, you know, there's like hedges on the parking lot. And you know, they're producing wine.
Yeah.
It's, you know,
Do
it's
the bushes glow?
not maybe, I don't know.
Nobody can really, nobody wants to
You know
look.
that golden arch? It's really no, it's more of a veranda, and they've got grapes hanging from it. And then one employee just has the terrible job of going out and picking them. You know, it's usually along the highway. It's yeah,
Randall, you're on for picking grapes again.
and then the other guy's got the worst. He's when you got to use the feet to squish it down. I'm not going to get into the
Oh.
process of how McDonald's makes wine.
Yeah,
All you
but they
need to
have it.
know. Yeah, they paid a Grimace actor and Pitbull a shit ton of money to make a 30-minute ad, and now they're selling wine. That's really all you need
30
to know
minute
here. Told in the form of long-form
What?
narrative.
That, like, story-driven ad.
Heard Simon Schuster Audio made a small audiobook out of it.
It's well narrated.
Well narrated. They present. So anyway. They're waiting in line outside the McDonald's to get some
Yeah.
wine, right? They finally come up to order. Now, luckily, because they're so like into it, they were like some of the first people on the line, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, they get in there quick because they don't really care who wins the game. It's halftime. They just want to get this McDonald's wine, right?
Yeah.
So, John and the guy in front of them turns out he actually doesn't have the cash. So he's got to go to the back of the line and I don't know, get a new card. So John and Garth Brooks, no relation, are the first people to try at this location
Okay.
homemade McDonald's wine, right? And so they get their nice big gulps, you know?
So it comes in like a styrofoam cup with a straw.
Like, you know, when you get like a soda for McDonald's and it's like that big one, it's got like that crushed ice in it.
Yeah.
So it's like
That's
that.
how I love my wine.
Yeah, but it's just wine, no soda. They go straight. You can see it in the
Is it
back bottle.
carbonated?
The wine?
What does it look like?
But not good. Which is what Garth said. He said, I don't know if I trust this. This is a lot of wine. That guy just take this out of the closet, and John just says, bottoms up. All right.
Yep.
Now. So, you know, they grab their big gulps and they're like, can we just walk? Do we have to stay here and drink it? They're like, nah, man, you drink that wherever you want. It's legal now, I
It's
guess,
open
comes to
container.
McDonald's. Yeah.
If as long as it's McDonald's, it's
As long
open
as it's
container.
McDonald's wine, you can drink it on the street. You can even drive with it. You know, the government's really laxed up a bit. And so
It's McDonald's.
only if it's McDonald's, it's a bit of corporate, you know, tomfoolery.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they start walking back to the apartment, see who's finishing the game. And, you know, John is like, I don't know. It really is just like, it tastes like shit. I'm like, I don't even know if this is alcoholic. This kind of just
Yeah.
tastes like rotten grapes. And Garth is like, I don't know, man. I don't feel so good.
Oh, no.
And John is like, damn, dude, how much did you drink? He's like, you when you shake your soda cup when it's empty, it's just
Yeah.
ice rattling around. That's what Garth
Oh, boy.
at that
He's
point,
got a tambourine.
John just laughs. He goes, dude, we gotta get you to the hospital. And Garth goes, well, what insurance? And then just passes out right there on the street. Okay.
Oh God. What does he
Time.
do? 13 minutes.
13 minutes. Okay. Now, that's part one of the story. That was all
Oh.
build up to
Gotcha.
us finding the real Rippy McGee
Okay.
and, you know, the source of his
Is
gastrointestinal
this part two or
hurt.
part 1.5, or is it a prequel?
I don't know. Well, I'll decide when I'm done. It's kind of, I'm just rolling with it now.
That's not the way this story is told,
It's
Zorb.
everything is a circle. I think we've been over this once before. There's like five components here.
Yeah,
Maybe we've
ellipses.
knocked off three. Pitbull, Bad
Intrigue.
Dog, Super Bowl, McDonald's. Maybe four. I don't know. We'll get there. Math club. Yeah. Now, Garth is waking up. Garth Brooks wakes up, no relation, in his own bed, right? Yeah, it's nice. It's a bright, sunny morning, right? Now, his stomach's a little rough. He's having trouble remembering exactly all that happened the previous night. He had a little Rippy McGee, and Garth, he reaches over on his nightstand. Luckily, some angel has put a glass of water there for him.
Oh, he's parched.
He doesn't even know whether to thank his former self. He's coming back to remember he's got a roommate named John McFleebins now.
How dry is his mouth?
Oh, it's rough. There might be a
Sandpaper.
low-grade fungal infection setting in from that terrible wine.
Worth
He might
it.
have an ulcer. Who knows? He doesn't.
Probably not.
He's not insured. He's not going to check it out unless he needs to.
Can't trust those doctors anyway.
No. You got to go to McDonald's. They have a walk-in clinic in the back. You can go there right after you finish the wine. That's what you're actually supposed to do to get the wine vaccine. But Garth and John, they didn't do that. That's why they're hurting so bad.
They're anti-vaxxers, anti-wine vaxxers.
Anti-wine vaxxers. Time check.
11 minutes.
Okay. So Garth walks out, drinks the water. He's gonna go get up. He's got a meeting scheduled with a friend sometime later today. So he's gotta get dressed. He's gotta do shit today, right?
Yeah,
It's Saturday and he's gotta do shit.
he's
Not
got
want
business.
to.
Or does he have a job?
I don't remember, but it's
Does he
Saturday.
work at McDonald's?
Not after this incident, let me tell you. But
I need to work somewhere else.
anyway. John walks in, right?
Okay.
He's like, "Hey, Garth."
That's your name, right?
Yeah, crazy night. And John is drinking his water. He's brewing some coffee and he's saying, "Yeah, man, it was crazy." And he turns and looks at John. His jaw drops. Yep.
John's?
No, Garth's.
Okay.
Yeah. And, he's flabbergasted.
Yeah.
Now,
In every sense of the word.
so, if I may ask you something, Zorb,
Yeah.
and fellow listeners or listener, let's not get
It's
too deep.
rhetorical.
Yeah. Try and picture what you would imagine John Sleben's looked like, right? Piece it together in your head. Don't tell me, just let it sit there. Now, take a mental picture as best you can of Gary Busey.
Oh boy.
Yep. And then
Like
just
what level, Gary Busey?
the worst. The worst Gary Busey, by your own definitions, that your mind can come up with as an image for you. And
Deep
then,
into a binge, Gary Busey.
yes. And then take that image of John McFleebens, and then everything that is not clothing. Or just general body height proportions, just paste Gary Busey at his worst over it.
So he's become Gary Busey?
No, he's still John McFleevens, right? He
He's
just.
got the aura of Gary Busey.
No, he looks exactly like Gary Busey. He looks like if you took Gary Busey and then told him to play John McFleebens. Voice, sound, body.
Gary, what are you doing in my house?
So that's what Garth said. He says, "You're not my roommate, John, and I can't do a Gary Busey voice. I don't even know what that would be at his worst. That's for your mind to come up with." And John says, "What? No,
Slurring
of
those
course I'm
words.
John." So Garth is freaking out, and John's like trying to calm him down. And remember, everybody picture this.
Like
It's
John is like with it. Like he's like not.
John thinks Garth is acting crazy. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's trying to calm his friend down, even though to his friend, it looks like Gary Busey playing John is Garth's roommate. if that makes any sense. Let your mind linger on that for a minute. Chew on that for a bit. Yeah. And you can imagine it would be pretty terrifying, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, and so Garth is like, he vomits in the sink, and then immediately puts on his shoes and runs out the house. He's going to go straight to that McDonald's walk-in clinic, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, time check. Do
7 minutes, 30 seconds.
you want to know what Garth Brooks, no relation, saw when he got outside the house?
Was it Plithy McGee?
No, good guess though. Maybe. So again, we're gonna play a little mind game again. I would like you to picture like a mom, just a regular average
Like pushing a stroller, mom.
pushing a stroller mom. Get that image clear in your head.
Like a hip mom or like a
And
tired mom.
she's like maybe like mid 30s. It's Saturday. She probably works on the weekday. She's got two kids. One's like
She's
a
going
tough
for a
walker
stroll.
outsider. And then she's got a stroller with like a young baby in it, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so let that image come to you.
Yep.
Let me know what you get. It's
On
solid
your own time.
on your own time. And then swap every one of them with Gary Busey at his worst. Now for the children, like the baby and the toddler, don't change the height, right? Just take a
Baby
Gary Busey
Busey.
and then shrink it down to proportion.
He's everywhere.
And apply the necessary clothing and cosmetics.
No.
And so that's how Garth feels, right? So he's freaking out. And this
Oh,
poor woman, this poor
God.
mother, and her two Busey children, just regular children, but
So
just
she's
daughters.
holding them and they're both just Busey-headed.
Yes. And they just turn to look at him aghast. They're like, oh, who's
Oh.
this crazy man? So Garth is running to the McDonald's.
Yeah.
Luckily,
Oh,
it's right down
God.
the block on Second Ave. He runs in, he's past the counter, he's at the walk-in clinic at the back, and they're like, he's like, guys,
You
please.
gotta help.
And he looks up, and it's a young woman of about 16 working the register. Okay, everybody, I think we got it. Who's where? It's Gary Busey, dressed or playing a young woman of 16. You can imagine, just shrink it down proportionally, maybe
It's
give him a cape.
nightmare.
It's Mr. Busey says, or the woman working the register says, sir, can I help you? Do you need me to call the ambulance? And Garth proceeds to scream as one.
As you would.
Time check.
5 minutes.
All right. So, all in all, things are not looking good, right? And I'm gonna zoom out a bit here, right? So it's also important that
Is
the
that the end of part
listener
two?
know. No, maybe we'll get there.
Oh,
Garth walked into a horrible movie. I'm not gonna name the title, but Gary Busey was the main, actor in it, and it terrified him as a child. He also has
yeah.
a phobic reaction to Gary Busey
Yeah.
before the wine thing. So that's really worth knowing here. And so, looping back into our main timeline, after the 16-year-old hostess, Gary Busey, asks if he's okay, Garth screams, runs out into the street, and is hit by a car. He doesn't pass
No.
out, though, right? He's still there. It's really probably just a broken foot, luckily. And obviously, all these pedestrians are coming over. There's a police officer, a baker, a male woman, an EMT. Several innocent bystanders, several children, they're all Gary Busey,
Oh,
right?
God.
It's just Busey wall to wall, right?
Gary Busey from Point Break.
Exactly. Now, he goes to the hospital unwillingly. They shoot him up with like eight drugs because I think he's having a psychotic break
Yes.
here. Long story short, they bring a psychiatrist in to see him. They're
Who
like
all look like Gary Busey.
everybody. There was a male psychiatrist, there was a female psychiatrist, and it's not just America. They
It's
brought
almost like they need
like,
to just not, like, he can't see them. He needs to just
yeah, I mean,
not
there was an
have
Indian
visual.
guy, there was an African doctor, everybody came in, but they were all Gary Busey, right? There's just no way to, there was a news report on talking about a war in Cambodia. Everybody was Gary Busey on the Cambodian news. Let your mind play with that what it will. time check.
2 minutes 45 seconds.
And so the doctor comes in. It's like the eighth psych doctor he's seen, but this one, he thinks he can coax him out of these delusions. So the doctor proceeds to pull up on his iPad. His name is Dr. Jimenez, right? It's Jimenez Busey. Everybody's last name also has Busey tagged on to the end of it, no relation. But yeah, so, and the doctor's coming over and he's saying, listen, I'm going to help you work through these delusions, okay? I'm going to pull up on my iPad right here. They got their doctor things. It's a McDonald's logo on the back if you're curious. Let me know when I have a minute left. He pulls up an image of Gary Busey on his IMDb page, right? He holds it up next to his own face and he says, tell me this man looks nothing like me, right? And Gary Busey just looks like Gary Busey. The real issue here is that, in this Earth 78221, everybody looks like Gary Busey. For all of time, go back to Cleopatra, a caveman, to the far future, to Neil Armstrong. Everybody, it's just Gary Busey. Just like copy paste the face of Gary Busey over any
Just
historical.
everybody.
Everybody, man, woman, child, even several dogs. And obviously,
Minute.
okay, and so to help Garth finally break through this delusion, they take him into the mirror, show him his own face. It's Gary Busey. Plot twist. Garth
No!
bashes his head into the mirror in an effort to kill himself, and then boom, wakes up in another hospital.
Whoa.
And in this hospital, Garth is clearly hooked up. He clearly just had his stomach pumped. A nurse comes in. She doesn't look like Gary Busey, thank
Oh,
God.
thank God.
And she says, oh, God, you're the eighth McDonald's wine overdose we've had tonight. Luckily, Dr. McGee is coming in to see you right
Luckily.
now. So, Dr. Rippy McGee, patient number three, is awake, is what she says over the intercom. And Dr. Rippy McGee walks in. time check.
20 seconds.
Do you know who Dr. Rippy McGee is?
Gorb.
It's Gary Busey. Yeah, they
Wow.
really lax the med school requirements. He got a grant from McDonald's. It's all okay.
Honorary degree, you
Anyway,
know?
they end up cutting open his stomach so he won't reveal the secrets of the Busey world.
Yeah.
It's
You can't know.
a world out there.
Brought to you by Simon Schuster Audio.